1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent, for a time, that ye may give yourselves to fasting or prayer and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. But I speak this by permission and not of commandment. I'll leave that there for a second. I just wanted to get that last verse. So they had written to him about concerning certain questions. Obviously, this first one he's touching on is marriage. And as he's going to say, and the idea of marriage and celibacy. Is it better to marry? Or is it better not to marry? Is it more righteous to marry? Is it more righteous not to marry? And certainly, he's going to make a good case for his own estate. In verse 7, I didn't read it, but he says, I would that all men were even as I myself. He wasn't married. And not just men, he meant men and women, you know, that all could remain, you know, and there's reasons for that. But he was saying, you know, it's good for a man not to touch a woman. For a man to be, you know, touches in that figurative sense, that means, you know, to lie. Literally, I mean, it's haptomai, which means to fasten to, or to hold, or attach, or to touch. But it's in the sense of to be, connected, in the sense that we were talking about in the last chapter, in that carnal sense, right? I mean, and it's not just, well, Paul, would you be a little more specific? Well, I don't mean, you know, remember a former president questioned about the definition of what sex was. You know, in all many ways, you know, it can be many things more than just intercourse. It can be the way you put your lips together. Can be, you know, there's a holy kiss and then there's a not so holy kiss. Meaning in the sense of between two people who are not married, it's sex. I mean, there's a sex kiss and there's a not sex kiss. That's as plain as I could put it. So even a kiss certainly could be, you know, considered in this idea of not touching a woman. I mean, you know, what? You're just going to do that and then call yourself celibate? Or call yourself pure? Those things are, you know, and if you don't like it, well, then get married. And that's the solution. It's like, to avoid fornication, you know, which is, again, fornication, porneus, we get our word porn from it, but it means all forms of sexual immorality, and defined biblically and through the wisdom that the scriptures teach. You know, I mean, a lot of this stuff is not, like as Paul says, this is by permission. A lot of things I say are by permissions. It depends, you know. When it comes to things like, yeah, when it comes to questions like this, you can tell when I'm talking by permission. Because I start to think about it. When I preach the gospel, and I'm talking about the truth, I just say it. I don't have any, you know, but there's things within the gospel. Obviously, the questions come up. What's righteous, right? We need to know what's righteous so that we know if we're lacking something. You know, through Christ, ultimately, we're receiving righteousness and we're just performing it. And it's not something we have to have a checklist. The only purpose the law serves ultimately to a Christian is to testify to the righteousness which is in us. I mean, the New Testament law, because you can be a 100% righteous Christian, but be a very, transgress many Old Testament laws. There's laws about what you got to eat, what you got to wear. And Paul says about all that, hey, the meat for the belly for meats, but God's going to destroy it all. All those things are lawful, not everything expedient, but all of those things are lawful. So again, back to the man and the woman, the husband and his wife, and he says, you know, to avoid fornication. Literally, the word "to avoid" isn't there. It just says the Greek word there is dia, which is like through or on account of. Nevertheless, on account of fornication, so it's not to avoid is the implication. I mean, it's a good ellipsis, but that word is just not there. It's a different word in the Greek. But, anyways, let every man have his own wife, every woman her own husband. It's a good, there's nothing, you know, as he's saying, there's nothing wrong. Because, you understand, you come into Christianity, especially back in the first, now these days, this question is sort of like, what's the big deal, you know? But back in the first century, they really wanted to be this, they really took this righteousness and holiness thing seriously. They thought, maybe we shouldn't get married. After all, as long as you have a wife, you kind of are having sex. And sex is kind of, I mean, throughout history, it's been a taboo subject. And, you know, I know that the Catholic Church had a lot of problems with it. You know, but according to the scriptures, there's no sin in marriage. Or in that. That's what that's for, is to for an outlet for all that. The passion we have for one another, what it was created for was that we would come together to make children. You know, obviously that's a, but it's more than that. You know, it was for that, but look at what he says here. He calls it, but he's not saying here, you got to make kids. You know, because I know there are some people out there, and I've run into these people, they say, oh, anytime you're not trying to get pregnant, it's wrong. You know, they say, you know, that it's recreational sex. Like a husband and a wife having intercourse together would be sinful if they didn't try to get pregnant. And they say, well, that's sinful because the whole purpose is to... But you know what? I don't find that anywhere in the scripture where it says the only purpose for sex is... In fact, in the New Testament, and granted, this is by permission, Paul says this. So... It's his opinion, but it's my opinion too. This isn't a commandment, but this is what he says. Let the husband render to the wife due benevolence. You know, that word due is to be under obligation.